This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Since the Great Recession, some industries have started to come back, car makers, construction, but other industries have wilted. One of them is the plant nursery business. Before the recession, the USDA says there were around 55,000 nurseries, greenhouses, and floricultural operations. It was a $16 billion industry. But as Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports, the landscape is changing.
Another Ohio winter has covered Tip City with a glaze of snow and ice. But in this corner of town, the high is about 80.
So the hellebores are starting to flower.
This is clematis.
These are some blackberries. They're already flowering, sending out flowers.
We're in the greenhouses of Spring Hill Nurseries, and that was Felix Cooper, vice president of Gardens Alive, Spring Hill's parent company, and Jenny Lewis, the greenhouse manager. They sell plants online and through catalogs to customers across the country. The greenhouses here seem endless. Inside them, rows of blood-red sedum run next to yellow succulents. Coral bells with hot pink leaves seem to glow. Coolers hold strange tubers shaped like giant grubs.
And all these just started really popping out in the last week or so.
The run-up to spring is the busiest season, and so they crank up the heat to get the buds going.
We can have a $30,000 January on the heating bill.
Over in the warehouse, the musty smell of peat moss hangs in the air as bulbs and roots twirl through conveyor belts and shrink wrap machines into bags to ship to customers.
It's like a factory. It's like...
It is. It is. You're just dealing with plants instead of some kind of hard good or nut and bolt.
Spring Hill Nurseries has been around longer than California has been a state. After 166 springs, this may be its last.
It's been a fairly steady, you know, ride down.
Niles Kinnerk is CEO of Gardens Alive. They own several plant businesses and sell environmentally responsible gardening products. Some of their seed companies and bulb companies are doing great, but Spring Hill is draining cash. Kinnerk is trying to sell it.
You know, the alternative for us is to cut way back.
This is the tail end of a nationwide phenomenon that is decades in the making, but came to a head in the Great Recession. Charlie Hall is an agricultural economist at Texas A&M University. He says nurseries ramped up with the housing boom, took out loans to expand, and were left holding the bag.
As many as 30% of the growers in the country exited during this period of financial stress. And that's a significant number of growers.
North Carolina lost 40% of its nursery industry.
Tony Avent runs Plant Delights Nursery in Raleigh.
Garden retailers, wholesalers, Georgia lost 60%.
There's new competition now, too, says Niles Kinnerk of Gardens Alive.
The big box stores have put quite a bit of effort into their green goods areas. They're very competitive, and they've taken a, you know, a good hunk of business that used to be fulfilled by companies like ours.
Credit, especially for smaller companies, is harder to come by.
Back in 2001, the bank was willing to extend to us the, 10 times our earnings. And, now it's down to 3 times earnings.
Federal regulations reining in lending are partly responsible for that. Banks have expanded small business loans as a whole, but plant nurseries' biggest source of collateral is their land, and it's usually not worth much.
I've actually had my banker say to me, don't even talk to me about the land value or the building value.
But hovering behind all the economic factors is how America's relationship to its gardens and its plants is changing, says Kinnerk. For one, fewer people grow their own food.
People's size of their yards are getting smaller. Two-income families now, it means they have less time. Gardening takes time.
Last year was a particularly nasty winter. It depressed sales at Spring Hill, and that was a hill too far. Kinnerk needs to use his cash to build his businesses that are growing. He still has faith that Spring Hill can flourish again, but he can't be the one to rescue it. In Dayton, Ohio, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.